Hello everyone, this is Erin Manu, creator of the Radiant Energy for Life programs, and today's practice is called the Sacred Pause. So I invite you to become aware of how you're sitting or standing. You can also lay down for this practice, and just notice your posture and see if it could be more at ease. If you're holding tension anywhere in your face or your jaw or your shoulders or your knees or anywhere, just see if it will release if you give yourself that invitation. You can place your hand on your heart if you like. Become present to how you are in this moment, just as you are. What is arising for you? And see if you can simply become aware of what is present without any judgment. So notice the sensations themselves. Maybe there is a sensation of tension or a pain. Maybe the predominant sensation is a feeling, an emotion of some kind. Maybe a sadness or an irritation or an anger. Maybe a delight. Maybe an anticipation. Maybe a sense of feeling in a hurry. Simply notice what is present for you in this moment. And notice yourself becoming present to the moment that you're in. Opening the senses to the sounds, the sights, the smells, the tastes, the textures that are available in this moment. As you're becoming present to how you are, notice too the arising of judgment, the different voices in your head that will come in, maybe even telling you not to take this time, or maybe criticizing whatever is coming up, oh, you shouldn't feel that way, or maybe there's some sort of critical voice going on in your head. As Stephen Levine would say, big surprise, that voice is there when you get quiet. Just notice if it is without paying too much attention to it. You can offer yourself self-compassion for its presence. Look how much your heart is holding. Look how much you are holding and carrying. Welcome yourself into a space of self-compassion for whatever is arising. Whatever is arising. Whether it's a big sob rising up in your throat, realizing how long it has been since you felt present. Could be anything. The purpose of this sacred pause is simply to be with yourself with compassion. How cruel we often are to each other, how little we allow ourselves to really feel whatever it is that we're feeling. Many things we want to just push away, not deal with, pretend we're not feeling that way. And in doing that, we get buffeted around by these feelings, like these strong winds. Can feel like a tornado of different judgments and sensations and criticisms pushing us this way and that. So that's why I'm calling it a sacred pause, because you are creating a sacred space just for yourself to be in as you are, to show up in just as you are. The authentic self often doesn't know what to do. The preconditioned self has all kinds of programs and all kinds of ready-made judgments and thoughts that come encroaching in. See if you can invite yourself to be present with all of that and have an awareness that holds all of that with compassion. It's no surprise that the turmoil is there. It's no surprise that the different voices are there. And yet here you are too, showing up for yourself. And in doing so, in welcoming yourself in to this sacred pause, this little tiny breach of sacred space into the busyness of the ordinary life, in doing so, we begin to generate a sense of sacred space and calm around us. When we can truly welcome ourselves in to the present moment with warmth and with kindness, with compassion for whatever is present, how much more available we can be to others in our lives who might need us to be with them as they're going through and weathering their own storms. So this is a beautiful practice just for yourself to grow in strength, to grow in groundedness, to grow in the ability to be with, and to grow in the ability to really tune into your authentic self and what that one really needs. Noticing all the other voices and impulses and feelings, and inviting a sense of acceptance and appreciation for all that is going on in you, in your body, in your mind, just in a single moment. It's a way of gathering strength for whatever the next steps may be, for growing in clarity for whatever the next steps may be, and simply for centering, for recentering yourself, radically accepting, as Tara Brach would say, radically accepting what is.